This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. 5 months after Katrina broke the levees of New Orleans, large swaths of the Ninth Ward are still sagging and broken. A big red barge rests on the ruins of the houses it crushed after smashing through a levee. About the only traffic during evening rush hour on Caffin Avenue is a convoy of trash trucks picking up heaps of debris piled along the road. These are everyday sights now in the Ninth Ward. Something unexpected is a small sign stuck in the front yard of a charming old house. Its pale yellow clapboard is dirtied by the flood. Its black shutters are nailed shut. The trees and bushes in the yard are torn, but the sign reads, "For sale." Amid all the chaos that is New Orleans, people are seizing this moment. Some are getting out of the market, but for the right price, others are getting in. I dial the number on the "For sale" sign and find myself talking to longtime owner Shannon Woods, who fled and is now going to nursing school in Baton Rouge.
Hi, Miss Woods. How are you doing?
Good.
We're standing right in front of your house right now, the one with the "for sale" sign.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm standing on your porch.
Okay.
And, you know, given the devastation right through here, who's been calling you?
I've had a gamut of people call me, people who lived in the neighborhood and admired the house before the storm. I get no less than 4 calls a day regarding the house.
The house is quite beautiful. It's quite a stunning house. How much are you asking?
We're asking $140, and actually, if I can keep it, we'll keep it. But I live here in Baton Rouge. My husband and children live in Mobile, Alabama. We have rent here, rent there, and a house note. And we're anticipating not being able to afford the house, which is why we're trying to put our feelers out to put it up for sale.
I bet you have this house memorized inch for inch. Could we just walk a little through the house?
Sure.
So, acting like a buyer, since even though the front gate was locked, the front door is wide open, I walk through the house to get a look-see.
The room to the left was a den.
Right.
And the room straight ahead was my sitting room.
This is with the fireplace?
With the fireplace, yeah. Keep going. You step into the kitchen.
There's still, you know, there's still yams.
What?
Yams and cut green beans and the washroom out back. How old is this house?
103. This is a large house. I mean, it would be a great investment.
Startling as it may seem to outsiders, the housing market in New Orleans could reasonably be called hot, or at least warm. The city's biggest residential brokerage firm, Ladder and Bloom, reports that just this past week, buyers signed contracts on 673 properties. That compared to 544 properties the same week last year. The company uses contracts signed as an indication or snapshot of consumer confidence, and contracts this January were up 46% over contracts in January of 2005. And that's not just people trying to get away from flood-damaged homes, but plenty of people trying to buy them. John Hazard is one. He's an investment banker. His office is in a downtown high-rise called Place La Charles, and it offers a sweeping view of the curving Mississippi.
Looking out over on the from the 42nd floor, looking out across the river, it's called the Crescent City. Obviously, we're right on the Crescent here, and you can see the river.
John Hazard was born and raised in New Orleans, and he's decided that now is the moment to buy. He's concentrating on a neighborhood filled with restaurants and shops known as Uptown, where he's found Katrina-damaged homes going for $150,000.
It is Uptown. It's upriver, older section. So I've ventured out and bought 3 or 4 properties there.
Why there?
They're well-built homes. They're built in the probably 1930s and 40s. It's a great neighborhood, and I know it's coming back. And before the storm, you couldn't move into a house in this neighborhood for less than $350,000. I think now we can go in and spend $50,000, $60,000, bring it back up, and have a nice place that's affordable for someone that can pay $250,000 to $280,000.
Since some family has moved on from this house, it's been flooded, and reasonably seriously flooded. This
right.
was up to how high? 6
Probably,
feet?
Yeah, 5 feet, yeah, in the street.
Why would have someone risk, we're heading into hurricane season already again, why would someone risk even the cheaper $285,000?
Well, someone's got to do it, and it's speculative, but I just feel like there's enough people that want to come back, that are looking for places. So we have a smaller land area to build on and live in, and that's the way it's going to be.
What morning did you wake up, in a sense,
That's a great question. Sunday evening, boarded up a house, decided to stay in New Orleans, left by boat, was in Houston. A friend of mine who's an investment banker, within 24 hours, he had $100 million raised and committed to buy property in New Orleans. The city was still flooded. We saw the opportunity, and we said, this is never going to happen again in our lifetime.
So it doesn't sound like you even think of this as any risk. It sounds like you think of it as pure opportunity, where you're buying.
Opportunity. There's a tide in the affairs of men. When taken at the flood, will bring you fame and fortune, William Shakespeare. And if the opportunity's there, take it, and it'll hopefully bring you fortune.
Up towards Lake Pontchartrain, Lakeview is a newer upscale neighborhood built alongside a natural canal, Bayou St. John. But it was the man-made 17th Street Canal that did in Lakeview, swamping the neighborhood with up to 10 feet of water. These days, the air is filled with the sounds of pounding and scraping, the streets with contractors' trucks.
This is a situation here where, a positive thinker, he can accomplish a lot. Like, say, someone walk into this house right now, all they see is 2x4 studs. I can picture what this house is going to look like when I'm done.
Elgar Webster is gutting the first floor of this large two-story brick house, whose four white columns reaching to the roof give it a touch of graciousness. He is also buying it from the judge whose family employed Elgar Webster over the years as an electrician and a handyman. He invites us in.
As you enter, this is the foyer. And to your right would be a formal dining room.
How long did those stairs sit underwater so that they are so warped?
Probably about a week and a half.
I'm standing here. You can see from one step to the next, this water was up to about 4.5 feet.
Right. But a little glue and a few clamps can make it as beautiful as the rest of them.
Elgar Webster is clearly made for this house after the flood. The elderly owner, clearly not, since coming back would have meant starting over again.
And he asked me, he called me and asked me if I wanted it, and I told him yes.
And he gave you a pretty good deal?
He gave me a pretty good deal.
How much compared to how much it might have been worth pre-Katrina?
Probably like a third of what it would have been worth pre-Katrina.
Right. Was there a moment when you thought you'd buy it, fix it up, sell it as a business proposition?
At first, yes, but then I said, if I sell this, then where am I going to live? buying this area is a privilege. There's, lawyers, doctors, state Supreme Court judge, mayor of New Orleans, a former mayor. It's not too often that a person of, of average income, get a chance to move up, to a different level.
What do your wife and daughter think of? Have they come in here and looked around? And
yes.
Well, how excited are they?
Yeah, very excited.
And your little girl?
My daughter already chose her bedroom.
And Elgar Webster says he's already chosen the chandelier that will make the foyer, his new foyer, even more elegant than it was before. You can take a visual tour of some of the properties changing hands in New Orleans at npr.org.